Welcome to a special preview of a Patreon-only episode of the Meat for Tea cast. You can go to patreon.com/meatfortea and sign up. For $2 a month or more, you can get exclusive episodes and previews of other special episodes before they come out to the general public. By becoming a Patreon supporter, you help support Meat for Tea and the Meat for Tea cast, which we'll really appreciate. Thanks for listening to the Meat for Tea cast. Here's a preview of this special episode.
All right, so official welcome to you all to this Bad Girls of Poetry book party. We're so excited to celebrate all the bad girls wear Russian accents, the amazing new poetry chapbook by Jane Mushinets. The readers today are going to take this bad girls theme in all sorts of directions, the sassy and the surprising, things that you might not expect to see from a bad girls theme. And I really can't wait to hear these poems. So I'm going to get started by introducing Jane to you, and then we're going to hear her read first. When I went to Poets Underground for the first time last May, this poet named Jane got up and performed some fantastic poems at the open mic, and I thought, I have to meet her. It didn't take long for Jane Mushinets to become my dear friend, and I'm constantly in awe of her creative energy and her generosity. In addition to being an incredible poet and performer, Jane is an incredible organizer and advocate for other poets, an award-winning visual artist, an MIT grad, a mother, and more. She's a Ukrainian-born, Russian-speaking Jew who was granted asylum in the U.S. as a child refugee, and her debut chapbook, All the Bad Girls Wear Russian Accents, explores ideas of identity and home in poignant and sometimes very playful ways. I'm so excited for all of us that we get to celebrate with her and hear her read today. So please welcome Jane.
Thank you, Katie. Katie Manning, everybody. Amazing friend, amazing poet, amazing advocate herself. That was a beautiful introduction. Welcome, everybody, to the virtual book launch party for All the Bad Girls Wear Russian Accents, my debut chapbook. My name is Jane Mushinets, and I am so delighted that you're joining me today. The book that just came out from Kelsey Books has been something that I never thought was going to happen, a lifelong dream of mine, but I just didn't know how to, I didn't even know it was going to be poetry. I just knew that I wanted to be a writer from a young age, and I also didn't know how to make it happen. So the fact that it's here and out in the world is an incredible joy for me. For the next hour or so, we're going to be celebrating together by sharing and reading on the multifaceted theme of Bad Girls of Poetry. And I have Katie Manning to thank for the inspiration for that theme. It is delightful. I am thrilled to be joined not just by all of you in the audience, but by some of the talented and incredibly supportive writers who are inspiring to me in many ways and have been instrumental in the journey of this book and for me in my own personal growth as a writer and as a person. I will be introducing them later on. I just wanted to say that we got a chance to celebrate a couple of weeks ago here in San Diego, and Katie encouraged me to do a virtual book launch, which she then supported by actually hosting and enabling it. And I'm so delighted that it's giving me a chance to connect with people who couldn't be in San Diego locally and to have this opportunity to meet many of you virtually in person for the first time. So to kick off this wonderful Bad Girls of Poetry theme, I'm going to read the title poem from All the Bad Girls Wear Russian Accents, called All the Bad Girls Wear Russian Accents. In the movies, villains have accents. Some German, but mostly Russian. Hard edge, lyrics of something forbidden, severe haircuts, steel blue eyes, and an appreciation for Tchaikovsky. For a black swan kind of life. For fairy tales built from curses. Say something in Russian, the boys beg me in school. hoping for death threats, nuclear arms codes, or at least a good cuss word or two. I answer, Krasavitsa. A bullet through every consonant. Bare my teeth on the V. Exhale over that last. Imply red lipstick. What does it mean? I don't tell them. Only smile as they try to shape the unfamiliar with their mouths, repeating my mangled conviction over and over, laughing. They will shout it after me. I know from experience. Throw it out with pride for remembering the next time they see me. Maybe even use it as a perpetual greeting for the only Russian speaker they know. Which is why I won't teach them anything ugly. It will only be poured back over me later, a feedback loop quicker than some. Krasavitsa in Russian means gorgeous woman, which in the movies, all the best villains are. Thank you. So I'm kicking us off with a bad girl theme on the cheeky and uplifting note, but bad doesn't always mean happy or silly. It can be taken in different directions. So I'm going to introduce the Act One poets who will be reading: Tara Lynn Massey, John Kozlowski, and Katie Manning will be reading. And Katie is going to be putting in the bios into the chat so that you can learn more about these highly accomplished, incredibly talented writers and poets. I just wanted to first say a couple of words about them, and I'm so happy to have them here with you. So Tara reached out to me because of a poem that was published in Mom Egg Review as a poem of the month. It's Lviv, Ukraine, and it is the opening poem of All the Bad Girls Wear Russian Accents. And that was the first experience I had someone connecting with my work and reaching out to me. It turned into this beautiful friendship and mentorship. Tara went on to encourage me in so many ways and also blurb my book, introduced me to John Kozlowski, whose work is incredible and has been recognized and decorated. It supported so many authors. I was so honored to meet John through Tara. And then Katie, of course, you've just met. So these are people who I look up to and I'm very grateful for in my life. And I'm excited to hear them read on the theme of Bad Girls of Poetry.
If you'd like to hear more of this episode, please go to patreon.com/meetfortea and sign up. Your support will be greatly appreciated. You'll be helping support Meet for Tea and the Meet for Tea cast and all we do. Thanks so much for listening to the Meet for Tea cast. The Meet for Tea cast is produced by Elizabeth McDuffie and Meet for Tea, The Valley Review. Mixed by Mark Allen Miller at Zone Lab, East Hampton, Massachusetts. Visit Meet for Tea at www.meetfortea.com. You can reach us through meetforteacast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message at anchor.fm/meetforteacast. We welcome suggestions for contents for the Meet for Tea cast. If you've attended a Meet for Tea circ and want to hear from one of the bands or one of the spoken word contributors, please let us know. All portions are copyright Meet for Tea and their respective holders. Vote for Meet for Tea on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter @Elizabeth. Meet for Tea on Instagram. And on the Meet for Tea and Meet for Tea cast Facebook pages. Meet for Tea is available everywhere you get your favorite podcasts.